Hello to all my chaver Mishir Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos Maseches Sukkah, we are doing Perek Dalet, study Mishnah Dalet. As a short introduction, we had learned that the mitzvah of taking the lulav on Shabbos in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was around, so that you could take the mitzvah, the lulav on Shabbos, as opposed to nowadays we don't. But it was still usher to move it from one rishus to another rishus. Couldn't take it outside and just a rabba from rishus ayachet. The Mishnah is going to deal with how they were makayim the mitzvah in the mikdash, which was rishus ayachet, and how did they bring their lulavs there. So the Mishnah starts, mitzvah's lulav ketzad. Rashi says, mitzvah's lulav on the first day of Sukkot that fell on Shabbos, how did that work? How were they makayim it? So Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Yis B'Shabbos Malichanas Lulaveim Lahar Bayis. The first day of Yantif, which fell out on Shabbos, they would bring their lulavs to the Har Bayis. And it seems like Rashi and the Rav didn't have this gear so that the Mishnah said, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. They added it in as their own explanation. They had the Mishnah saying, Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad, Malikans Lulavain Lahar Bayis, and therefore they explained it's talking about when Shabbos was on the first day of Yantav. So what did they do? Rashi Rav says, everybody would bring their lulavs to the Har Bayis, Me'er of Shabbos. On Friday they would bring their lulavim to the Har Bayis. Tver Israel says, and nearly it seems to me that the Esrog was kind of tied together in the branches of the Aravos and the Hadas. So they brought not just the Lulav, they brought the Arba Minim to the Har Bayis to put it there from before Shabbos. V'chazanim makabla mehem. The Chazanim would take it from them. Rashi says, these Chazanim ha-shamashim, they're Shamas that was there for the Tzarech Tzibur. Tosis Yantif, Masech Yuma, Perak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph says, Chazan is from a lashon choza. He sees, he can see ahead. He has to know what the needs of the people would be. So therefore, this chazan was the ones who would help the Klal Yisrael get their lulavs ready for Sukkos. So they would accept all the lulav and all the abraminim from all these different people. The sojan osan al gabi itzdaba, and they would place them on the itzdaba. Rashi and the Rav says there was an open space in the Har Bayis, like a plaza, which was surrounded with these stools, okay, to sit, and on top it had a covering, so you could, like benches, and it would be covered from the rain. It would be places for people to sit, and Rashi adds on gava itzdaba, on top of the bench part, not on the gaga, this but not on the roof, they would put the lulavim on the benches, and Israel said they shouldn't get dry out. Put it out in the sun on the roof, it might get ruined by the next day. So they put it on this in the shady area on the benches that's in the, around the Har Bayis. Vasakanim, old people, Rashi Rav says, who are worried that the next day when they try to get their lulavs, they'll be moved around, pressed and pushed by other people. They didn't want to get involved in such a big public action. So what they did is, Rashi says, and also they figure they'd be squished by the public whenever they try to get their lulav. Israel says they were too weak. They wouldn't be able to fight to get their lulav. So they scanned them. Whatever reason, they didn't want to get involved when everybody else was involved in this big public action display. So Menichan Eshalahem Belishka, they would place their love in a special office. The verse says there was a room set aside for the elderly people. O Malamdan Osam Lomar Kol Mi Shemagila Love Biado Arehu Lo B'Matana. Rashi Rav says Besdin would teach the Klal Yisrael to say that if my lulav ends up in someone else's hands, it should be a matana for him, so that no one should have a lulav or an esrog that is gozel, stolen, or borrowed. It has to be lachem. So everybody says, if I don't get mine, whoever gets mine, it's his b'matana. Tosis Yantif says, and before in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel was talking about a shul, and over there they didn't go through this procedure of saying whoever gets mine when they were leaving the shul, because there wouldn't be such many people there in the shul, and therefore everybody would be able to get their own luv and esrog back. But here we're talking about thousands and thousands of people, and things could get a little messy. The Mishnah says, "V'hei mechatvenu l'machir mashkiven ma'am chazan mizorkanus on l'fneim." The next day, the people get up early and come to get the luz and esrog, and these shamashim would throw it to them. Okay, for Israel says in the Har Bayis, which is outside of the Ezer, they would come and start distributing the lulavim to people. "V'hei mechatvenu makin ishchaverim," and people stop pushing and banging into each other person. Okay, the Meiri and Daphim Gimel and Al says they wanted to be kind of the Mrs. Lulav with their own personal Lulav. So they would push and press and stop banging to try to get position to get their own Lulav. Shiro Bezin, Shabali De Sakana. Bezin saw this was getting to be dangerous because of the blows people were giving each other to try to catch, to get their Lulav. And they were trying to box out their friend as it was being thrown to them. Hiskinu shiye kol echav yachad notu lebeisel. They made a takana, you know, don't bother bringing it to the Har Bayis if Yantzav Rishon falls out on Shabbos. Don't bring it on Erev Shabbos. Do it and take it in your house. Lekute halachas to the Zevach Toda, to the Mishnah of Perek Gimel. Mishnah Gimel explains they also took the luv and the Beis Knesses. So it says lebayis means not anywhere besides the Har Bayis. Don't come here in the multitudes. Take it in your house, take it in your shul, if Shabbos fell out the first day of Sukkot. Okay, moving on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Hay, which the Gemara is on Daf Mem Heyman Aleph. And it says, Mitzvah Arava Ketzad. How did they do the Mitzvah of the Arava? Malkam Hayelamat Mishalayim and Nikramotza. There's a place below Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, in the lower area called Motza. And Rav says from the Gemara Daf Mem Hamad Aleph that they called this place, the real name was Klanya. Okay, even today he said the Rav, the name is Klanya, and the Arava is found there, and it's far from, a little bit distant from Yerushalayim. And Klanya means it's free from taxes, and therefore it was called a motza, because it was mutza mimatza melech. It was outside of the taxes of the king for the arava that they would take there. So the king wouldn't charge taxes on aravas coming from motza, so therefore they would go there to get them. And the Meiri explains that it was in a valley and there was a lot of water there, and therefore they had lots of aravas growing in that area. Rabbeinu Yohanan Lil Neil explains they took the arrows from there because it was a makam hefker, and there was no chash from gezel when they took it there. So loads of arrows growing wild, and they were able to take arrows from there. The Ran in Daf Mem Gilman Bay says that the Shluchi Bezin would go to Motza to bring the arrows every day except for Shabbos. Every day they would go and collect new arrows, and the minig is still there. We still have a minig similar to that, that the Shamas is the one who brings aravas to the public. Okay, malachta misham marbiyas shol arava. They would then gather up marbiyas shol arava. What is that? Rav says, big branches that were 11 amas tall of an arava. Could be like somewhere of 16, 18 feet. Okay, tall. And Taizyantav and Shvi is per gimel. Mishnah Hay says that the sherish of the word murvius is rabba, it's big, and the yud of the murbios comes in the place of the hay of rabba, and the mem that's added on to it is when you change a verb into a noun, or an adjective into a noun, so you get the word marbios. It comes from the word rabba. Okay, mission continues. They would take these huge aravas and place them on the side of the mizbeach. Rav says they put it on the yisod of the mizbeach, on the foundation. As the answer says, after they first they would go around the mizbeach one time, Okay, he says, Tosfos says this, and according to the Rambam, they would place it against the Mizbeach first, then afterwards they would take it and go around the Mizbeach. Just like we do Bantilas Lulav, first we take the Lulav, we shake it, then afterwards we do the Hakafa. Okay, and it's Mashma also from the Rambam, that the whole Hakafa they did was only with the Lulav, not with the Arava. The Ferris Israel says, and this Mishnah is going according to Mani Amar, that they would go around with the Arava, around the Mizbeach. And our minig is when we go all 6 days around the Bima, we take our Lulav. It goes according to the Mani Amar that with Lulav they did the Hakafa around the Mizbeach. And on the seventh day, Hashanah Rabbah, they're Makif also with the Arava. So you do both as the Lulav with the Arava doing the Hakafas. The Shulchan Aruch Archaim Siman Tafrei Samach Dalet Sef Gimel says the someone Yesh Omer that even on Yashan Arava we go around with the Lulav without the Arava, and he says no, that's not the Minig. The Minig is to go together with the Arava. Okay, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkap and Yedalad says we means that just like the other days we don't take the Arava, that the Arava is only meant for Hashanah Rabbah. And in Sifkat and Tesvav, he says the reason is because the Gemara is Machlokas, whether they did go around the Mizbeach with the Lulav or the Arava. And the first reason holds, the first day here that Shulchan Aruch brings goes according to the one you go around with the Lulav. And the meaning is to be Yetz all deos, that even the one who says you walk around the Bima with the Lulav, it doesn't possibly you if you take the Arava with you. And according to Mani Amar, it says you walk around normally with the Arava, it doesn't possibly if you take it with the Lulav, go around with the Lulav. So he says you can go around with both. But from personal experience, I only see people walking around even on a Shah Rabbah doing the Akafas with the Lulav, with the Arba Minim, but not with the separate set of Aravas that we're talking about here. So they placed it on the Yisod, and it would be so tall, this 11 Amos, it would reach up to 10 Amos to the top of the Mizbeach, and would lean above across onto the Mizbeach. The Rav says it would be bent over, leaning on the Mizbeach, extra tefach, because it was 10 tefach mahat, 10 Amos tall. And Tzvi Yisrael says it is an Amma above the Mizbeach from the Kronos, so it would reach up there even a little bit above them. Tzvi Yisrael says, and everybody would then take a bad, a little piece of the big Aravas, one or more, and then bang it on the ground a number of times. That's what we're getting our minig here also of banging the Aravas. So what did they do there in the base of Midish? Taco, very of a taco. They blew a tekiah, threw a tekiah. First of all, bring some toast to this. It's for the Simcha. That's what they did. And the Pesach Arid says, tell everybody, no, that they blew the shofar in order to tell people we're about to start the Arava demonstration. And the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav Perek Zayin Halach Chaf Aleph says, when they would bring it and place it on by the Mizbeach, they would do the Tekiah, Trua, and Tekiah. And so in the Hilchas Klei Hamikdash Perek Zayin Halach Above, the Rambam says, they blew with Chatzotzros, with trumpets. Now, B'chol Yom Mekif Mizbeach Pamachas, the Mishnah says, every day of Sukkot, you would do the Hakafa around the Mizbeach once. It's very Israel, it brings to the Gemara. The people who went around the Mizbeach were only Kohanim, because even if Yisrael could go for a special Tzorach Mitzvah, the Ezra's Kohanim, still between the Ul and the Mizbeach, he couldn't go, as it says in the end of the first parak of Kalim. So the only ones doing the Hakafa around the Mizbeach were the Kohanim, because they were able to also go around the Mizbeach, the part which is near the Ulam. Now the Mishnah says, "V'omer anu Hashem Ashiyana and Hashem Atzlichana." As they were doing their kafas, they would say that. The Rambam Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says, every day they would go around the Mizbeach with their lulav in their hand once, and they would say, "Anu Hashem Ashiyana, Anu Hashem Ashiyana." The Rambam Menach says that the Ohanim say you should go around the Mizbeach towards the right, and that's the minig, because we have the Gemara in Menachos Daf Tesvav Beis, Kalpinus Shataponu Le'Yalimin, anytime you turn, you should always go towards your right. So that's the Tanakama. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ani v'ho hoshia no. That's what they said. Rashi says in the Gematria, Ani Hashem is, the Gematria is on Hashem, and also there are 72 names put together of three, from three psukim that are near each other in Vayhi B'Shalach. There's Vayisa, Vayavo Ben Machna, and Vayit Moshe's Yodo. Okay, there are three psukim, and each one has 72 letters in its pasuk. And from them, you can get out the Shem HaFarish. You take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the middle pasuk, and the first letter of the last pasuk, which are the Vav of Vayisa, the He of Kol Halayla, and the Vav of Vayit. Okay, and that's the Ho. And the 37th name is Ani, the Aleph of Me'acharisa, the Nun of the first Nun in Ha'anan, and in the Cheshbon of Mafreya, whatever exactly that means, and the Yud of Ruach Kodim. Okay, so we get the Ani, V'ho, our names coming out of these Pesukim. Taisus, why just those two names? If there are 72 combinations of three letters, why just those two? Because it's a remez to Anochi Imam Betzora. Okay, so we're being davening on our Yeshua, whilst we're spotting on the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is together with the Tzadah. So Ani V'ho Hoshiana. Tzvas Emes says, the Kayim would also say Ani V'ho Hatzlichana. But it's much from the Yishalmi differently. So, don't know. The Rav says the abbreviation of is from Mish Ani V'hu B'tzara. Okay, so Ani V'hu is, it's like me and him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, together in the Tzara. The Marsha adds, they go around the Mizbeach. It's a symbol that at the end we're going to go around our enemies and they'll be destroyed. And in Hakafa, we're going all different sides of the Mizbeach, is a symbol to the Mapala of our enemies. They are all around us. And banging the Arava is a symbol that our Avim will be completely destroyed. Okay. Now, Gos Hayom, the mission continues. On that day, Rashi says, on the Hashanah Rabbah day, my kifin is mispeach shavapamim. They would go around seven times. Rishalmi says, just like in Yericho, they went around every day once, and on the seventh day, they went around seven times. Now, Bishas Petirasam, when they finished, Atre Yisrael says, on that seventh day of Hashanah Rabbah, what did they, Mahim Armin, the Mishnah says, what did they say? Yofilcham Mizbeach, Yofilcham Mizbeach. Beautiful to you, the Mizbeach. Yantus says, from the Rashi and the Gemara, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, this Yofi that we're doing for you is because you are Mechaper on us. Mizbeach is Mechaper, so we're doing this beautiful thing for you. Rabbi Elezer Aimer, he says, L'kovalach Mizbeach, L'kovalach Mizbeach, which Rashi Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis says, L'cho Hashem ul Mizbeach on a Mechabdim, we're being giving cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Mizbeach. Okay, moving on to Perek Dal, the Mishnah of Vav, which in the Gemara is in the Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, what they did on the weekday, they did on Shabbos. Rabbi Israel says, when Hashanah Rabbah fell on Shabbos, and then, even though we did similar to what we did on the Chol, still on that Yantif, they wouldn't cut the Hashanahs from attached plants, because we know from the Shofar, as it says in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches, you don't. Can't cut a shofar on Yantif, and they had to actually harvest it from the Erev Yantif and to put it in barrels. And therefore, so why does it say Shabbos specifically here? So what was the special thing? It's telling you, Kamaseo b'Shabbos, telling you that the Heter part, that on the seventh day of Hashanah Rabbah, you can be metaltel it on Shabbos just like Yantif. Meiri says, but if Shabbos fell the day after Sukkot, it's not nidcha for the tekes of the Rabbah. Okay. Ella, so Mishnah continues, Shahayim alakdin olsam, they would gather up the branches, the verse where it says, Me'er Shabbos, they would do the gathering Erev Shabbos, Me'nichan olsam, Me'gigil shalzav, and put it in barrels of gold. The verse where it says, well, the barrels were full of water, Kedei shalai yichmosh, the Mishnah says, they shouldn't wither. Rav says, the branches, the leaves shouldn't wither. The Arachlan Erev says, they would cut it in Erev Shabbos, because it's also to do the Ketzira on Shabbos, or to bring them through Rishis HaRabim. The Mishnah says, even though on Yom Tov also they would harvest it before the Shkia of the Chama, so they wouldn't actually be cutting it on Yom Tov either, but they would then put it for safety in a private house until the morning, and then come and bring it to the Migdash. And only on Shabbos, when they weren't able to carry it through the Rishis HaRabim, then they would actually bring it to the Migdash on Erev Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Tav Reish Samach Dalet Sif Dalet says in the Ramah, the Chol HaPaisel B'Arava Shavalulav, any psal which makes an Arava not fit for the Lulav is also Paisel B'Arava. So this Arava that they use would also be possible with the same psal. And he gets that from the Ran in Perek Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Kut Yud Ches says, Alkein yesh li zoher shelo yehe gazel lo yavish. So it's psulim. So make sure that your arava is not stolen, it's not dried out. And he says, al kolpanim, if it wasn't dry, it was just withered, it is kasha. Still, he says, l'tchil, it's better that it should be fresh. Okay, and the raya is because it says in the Mishnah Daf Memheim and Aleph that they would put it in these barrels of gold, so they shouldn't wither. Okay, so you see that it's better not to have it withered, and it's a hidra mitzvah if it is fresh. The Dirshu Os 14 says, why aren't we worried about kolish, that it gets kind of like pickled sitting in these barrels of water? So the Stipler says, Narchus Rabbeinu Chelik Beis Amun Reish Nun Vav, even according to the dais, that we have to normally worry about this kavush, pickling in Hadas and Arava, that's of the Araminim. But the Arava of Hashanah Rabbah, we don't have to worry about it, because this until is only as a minig, so we don't have to be so particular. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga Omer, Chorish Shal Dekel HaMivim. They would, Rashi and Rav says, they would bring, the Chorias are the branches of the Dekel, they would bring the palm tree, whether it was a chol, whether it was Shabbos, and not the arava. He argues is they didn't bring the arava; they brought the branches of the palm, as it says, kapos tamarim, plural, one for the lulav and one for the mizbeach. So he says they use the lulav to place on next to the mizbeach, not the aravas. But we don't possibly like him. This is the Yom Tov brings from the Gemara Mem Hamad Beis Rabbanan. Why do they argue with Yochanan ben Broga? Because kapos is without a vav, so it's read as if it's singular, kapas. You don't have an extra word to darshan. The Rashi in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Diri Amaskel Charis and Diri Amaskel Charusa, explains the Charis were the branches of the tekel that were left on the tree until they got very hard, like wood, and the leaves would stretch out to the sides. So that's the difference of Charis from a regular lulav. And Mishnah says, they would bang it on the ground next to the mizbeach. Also, Yom Nikra, Yom Chivit Charyas, that day was called the day of the banging of the branches. It says that we can't say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga doesn't argue only about the seventh day on Hashanah Rabbah, whether you deal with the aravas and or do you do it like he said with the lulav? He argues even on every single day, because he holds that the Chorias of Dekel they would bring all 7 days and not the Arava. He learns it from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that all 7 days they would use the Dekel by the Mizbeach, And why did the Mishnah say V'osu Hayom? It's lav dafka that day, but every day. But Zvisrael argues, and he says, no, we see the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan is right here, and not before, in the beginning of Mishnah He, which talks about all 7 days. Because over there, it's talking about taking the Arava. Okay, so it should have said there, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, take the Zegel palm branches. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue only when Shabbos falls out on Hashanah Rabbah, that then they would bring the branches of the palm. Okay, they don't wither so much so quickly. And that was Sakana, he says, with the being made for Shabbos. So Machlokas there, Tresrel, and the other Shita about did Rabbi Yochanan Broka and that was Tosiyatav did with. In the shame of Tosis, whether Rabbi Yochanan Broka argued only on the Shabbat Rabbah or for all 7 days about using the Dekel instead of the Arava. Okay, and continuing on here. Okay. Oh, Rashi, Dachman Gimel, Beis, Ramaskov, Eviam, Akonim, Vizakvam, says Chibut is, it was taken by their hand. And it was shaken. So he says Chibut was not banging on the ground, but they would shake the Arava. But the Ritva in Memheim Beis is not Gairis the word Bekarka. Oh, it doesn't Gairis the word Bekarka. And maybe Rashi also didn't have that Gairis of Bekarka. So when he says Chibut, he meant shaking it and not banging. So the Ritva learned the Rechman Broka didn't hold that they only used the Lulav, but they did both, the Lulav and the Arava. Okay, but the lulav is more chashev, so he mentioned the lulav. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.